This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
Dateline Little Rock, where two area cousins have pleaded guilty to hate crime charges. It's for burning a cross near the home of a black man outside Batesville. Prosecutors say 25-year-old Tony Branscombe and 23-year-old James Bradley Brad Branscombe entered the pleas yesterday and that each faces up to 10 years in prison and fines of $250,000. A third person, 19-year-old Curtis Coffey, was also named in a November indictment. His trial is set for July 25th. Prosecutors say the men burned the cross on August 28th at a home at Salado, which is about 6 miles south of Batesville. Well, they caught him. Two male juveniles have been arrested by the Independence County Sheriff's Department in the burglary and vandalism at the Southside Christian Academy. Last Thursday, the academy was burglarized for the second time in a week, and police say apparently a key was used to gain entry. This time, a key probably stolen in the first break-in on Friday, July 8th. Police say the two juveniles, their two 17-year-old boys, caused hundreds of dollars in damage to the facility and also stole several hundred dollars of money from the offices. Now, as far as juvenile court is concerned, parents are responsible for damages that their children do and also for anything they steal. So, Sheriff Steve Jeffries says the two will be charged with commercial burglary and first-degree criminal mischief, and both are to appear in juvenile court. Sheriff Jeffries said his detectives did a good job finding the culprits. Well, the Independence County Sheriff's Office was called to Ball Street in Thida last Friday night to investigate a missing persons report. Deputy Ben Keener said when he got there, he was informed that family members had just located 46-year-old Norman F. Gwinnip. They found him dead in a storage building. Police say it was self-inflicted. Well, a feud put both men in jail. And an apparent ongoing feud between the owner of an Oxford, Arkansas business and a neighbor did result in the arrest of both. Business owner, 48-year-old Donald Wayne Patterson of Cave City, and the neighbor, 72-year-old William Edward Snipes, were charged with violating a no-contact order, and that was following an earlier confrontation by the two in which Patterson was cited for disorderly conduct. He was cited for the same thing this time, too. Sheriff Lawrence said the dispute involved the property line between the business and Snipes' property. Authorities say both were released from jail and given a court date. And a longtime Independence County tax collector died Sunday. George Kimmer of Batesville was 84 years old. He served Independence County as tax collector for 22 years, from January 1975 through December 31st of 1996. In politics, Mr. Kimmer is remembered for his campaign slogan when he ran for re-election. "I need just two more years," he would always say. Funeral arrangements are incomplete at this time and will be announced by Roller Crouch Funeral Home in Batesville. Dateline Jonesboro, where a state representative says Attorney General Dustin McDaniel is pandering to Hispanic voters by offering a version of his state website in Spanish. Republican State Representative John Hubbard sent an email to dozens of people yesterday complaining about the page. McDaniel says comments like that are very embarrassing. Two Stone County men were arrested after a high-speed chase. Sheriff Lance Bond said Deputy Gary Branscombe saw a vehicle driving very erratically in the Round Mountain area. He pursued the vehicle to Highway 263 North and then to the Big Flat area, where the vehicle went off the roadway, hit a power pole. Branscombe arrested 24-year-old Clayton W. Stevens and 20-year-old Michael S. Haddock. Stevens was charged with DWI, fleeing, and reckless driving. Haddock was charged with fleeing and public intoxication. And Sheriff Bond says James Pate was arrested and charged with residential burglary and theft. Bond said Pate broke into a residence on Herple Road, scaring a woman at the residence, then threatening her with a .22 caliber rifle before he left. He went to jail.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.